Hey Nissen, Wednesday 25th of March, Rabbi Aaron Basus, the Haggadah.
Thank you again for inviting me to speak to you before Yom Tov. Try and say one or two interesting points, primarily on the Haggadah, but this is a little bit of an introduction to Pesach in general, the importance of the Yom Tov of Pesach. So, Pesach really starts at Purim, and it ends in Shavuot. Because Shloshim Yom is a mitzvah to speak about in Yanim of Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kod Mechag, 30 days before we start Purim, day after Purim. And we come then to the Yom Tov. And once you start the Yom Tov, straight away you have the days of Sefirat HaOmer, which is connecting Pesach to Shavuot. So from Purim to Shavuot is a separate tkufa. It's a separate period. It's a period by itself, and a very, very important period in the cycle of the Jewish year. So, as everyone knows, that Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim were on the lowest rung of the Tumah, what's called the Memtet Sharei Tumah, the 49th level of Tumah. If they didn't come out of Mitzrayim at that time, Chas v'Shalom, they would have sunk to a point of no return. And that's what we say in the Haggadah, one of the explanations. Ilu lo tzia kadosh baruch hu avoteinu mimitzrayim, hare anu vaneinu v'nei vaneinu mishuvadim hayinu faro b'mitzrayim. If kadosh baruch hu had not taken us out at that time, then we and our children would have still been mishuvadim faro b'mitzrayim, we'd still be slaves to faro b'mitzrayim. How can we say such a thing? How do we know? In the course of history, it couldn't be that Paro would have been overthrown and we'd have gone out. How can we say that if not for the fact, because what took us out at that time, we would still be slaves to Paro? Who said? Maybe Paro would have been overthrown. Maybe something would have happened. But it doesn't mean in the physical sense, it means in the spiritual sense. We would have remained Meshubadim, in other words, in the hands of the Sitra Achra. We would not be able to come out from it. So they were in the Memtet Sharei Tumah. When they came out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out from the Tumah, and he removed from them all the Tumah that they had. And not only that, he brought them up to the Memtet Sharei Kedusha. When did they reach the height of Memtet Sharei Kedusha? That was by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, they reached the highest levels of Kedusha that they were so karov to the Shekhinah, they were zochet to receive the Torah. So they went me bira amikta l'igra rama, from a very deep place to a very high place. That's this period. Now, we know all the Yamim Tovim, it's not only something which happened in the past, but this is something which happens, we relive it again. That's why we say in the Haggadah, Chayav Adam, a person, when it comes to Pesach, he has to feel as if he himself is coming out from Mitzrayim. What does it mean, he has to feel as if he's coming out from Mitzrayim? But he didn't come out from Mitzrayim. We're speaking about a story which happened. But we are reliving the same spiritual process that our ancestors went through when they came out from Mitzrayim. So therefore, in the same way as they were taken out from the Tumah of Mitzrayim and they came to the levels of Kedusha, so also we in this period, we are going through the same process. Now, everyone in the house, the ladies are making the house up spick and span. Everyone's house is looking different. Yeah, and we're removing from the house all the chametz, all the leaven. All this is a symbol of what's going on inside us. It's a physical thing that we're doing, but that's showing what is a spiritual process that's taking place. We're removing all the chametz. The chametz is the sign of the Yetzirah, the Se'or Shebe Isa. We're removing it from our house. We're cleaning our house in the physical sense and in the spiritual sense as well. The Chesed LaAbraham, Rabbi Abraham Azulai, is brought down by the Chidor. It's written, printed in the Sefer Chesed LaAbraham. He was the great-grandfather of the Chidor. He writes that this process, which happens every year, the cleansing process, that Kadosh Baruch has taken us out from the Tumah, takes place immediately after Purim. In the 30 days before Pesach, every day, HaKadosh Baruch takes us out a shlav, one level, one darga, 1/30th of these levels of Tumah, till eventually on Pesach, we are completely out of the Tumah. That's how it works. We go me'abdut lechirut. In the same as Klal Yisrael went me'abdut lechirut, you have in the Haggadah, we say two things. Me'abdut lechirut mishibud ligula. One is the physical, one is the spiritual. Me'abdut lechirut, this is in the spiritual. The abdut is to be an eved to one's impulses, and he goes out lechirut. This is eved korin el mishal se betamu Torah. Mishibud ligula, that's in the physical sense. Shibud, the hard work, the gula to the redemption. And everyone goes through this process, till on Pesach, we become B'nai Chorin, and we are free of this Tumah. And then we start climbing the rungs of Kedusha, that's the days of Sefirat HaOmer, we're now going up every day, one rung of Kedusha, till we come to Shavuot, the Mentet, Shari Kedusha, we come to the highest level, 49th rung of Kedusha. This is something that everyone knows, and this is what we all feel that we're going through, and everyone should be aware of it. So shtel tzum, to connect to these ideas, when a person knows that this is a time when the tumah is being removed from him, so he works on it to help, so that tumah should, he helps, he also rubs a little bit, he also brushes, because Rahu is removing from us, but we also have to help to put the soap and the brush, and to try and help in this process. And the same thing when it comes after Pesach, when we're going after the rungs of the Kedusha, so everyone has to shel tzum to try and focus themselves on this, to this period. This is something everyone knows. There's a small maaser, Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, when he was in yeshiva in Pressburg, and he was obviously someone who learnt with all his kohot, he was a big, big matmid. It came the end of the Zman, there before Pesach, so the Ksav Sofer said, I can see you're not well, you've overstrained yourself this month, I'd always come back at the beginning of the next month. Go home for Pesach, you've got an uncle who's got a farm somewhere, go and stay in the farm, and only come back later on when you've refreshed your koiches. After Pesach, he was back in yeshiva. So Ksav Sofer went up to him and he said to him, what's going on over here? I told you not to come back. So he said to him, Rebbe, he said, in these days between Pesach and Shavuot, these are the days of the highest aliyah. How can I be missing from the yeshiva in these days? I thought I'd take the break after Shavuot. Dehainu, the person is to know after Pesach is not a break. Pesach is no breaks after Pesach. Pesach is connected straight away. Me'aliyah, le'aliyah, mechai, le'chai, we're going up from Pesach to Shavuot. There's one hemshah. You want to take a break after Shavuot, not before Shavuot. However, it's something that not everyone realizes. This is the normal Seder. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he came out of Mitzrayim, he removed the Tumah from them, but he took them up to the highest level of Kedusha. At the time of the Yetzia Mitzrayim, he took them up to the highest levels of Kedusha. And Klal Yisrael, they were on the highest rung of Kedusha, Mentet Shari Kedusha. And then, after Pesach, after the first day of Pesach, because we'll put them down again, back to their position, back to level one, and they started climbing again. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu do this? He gave them the experience, what it means like to be on a highest level of Kedusha, that Klal Yisrael would know what to strive for. And then he said to them, that experience, if I give it to you, that won't remain. You have to then work on it yourself and achieve it through your own efforts. So he put them back down again, and everyone comes Pesach, we have the same thing. The day of Pesach, starting from the night of Pesach till the following night, the first day of Pesach, it's got the highest Giluyim, everyone feels Itrom Mut HaRuach, we come to the highest levels of Mechtet Shai Kedusha. That is, Pesach is the only Yom Tov where we say Halal in the night, and Nusach Sfad, we say Halal three times, because we say Halal in the Shul, we say Halal in the Agadah, and then we say Halal again the following day. And then, the rest of Pesach, Maybe they say Hallel Bediluk. They don't even say whole Hallel. Where is the Pesach? In our communities, we don't say Hallel with the Bracha. No Bracha. So it's very strange. We're saying Hallel so many times on Pesach, the next day, no Hallel anymore. What's going on? It's only a minute. It means Minadin is no Hallel anymore. Teretz is. The first day Pesach, we say Hallel so many times because we come to the highest levels of Kedusha. After that, we've gone down again. We put down again, and we have to re-achieve these levels of Kedusha till again on Shavuot, then we can say again, Hallel, the proper Hallel. We come back. The Lashon of Pesach, yeah, in English you say Passover. Yeah? Pesach means to Passover, Rashi says. Pesach is Lashon ledaleg ukapetz. To skip and to jump. That's the inyan of Pesach. Because you go pass over the houses. Asher pasach abatei avotei b'mitzrayim. But not only could you pass over the houses physically, but there was also a spiritual passing over, meaning HaKadosh who brought Klal Yisrael, he was medalik them many, many madregas, and they therefore were brought up, not through their own volition, but through their, it's all this, from Shemayim, they came up to the highest level on this day, and that's what we go through every year in Pesach. In the Torah, the first day Pesach is called Shabbat. We say, when we count Sfatem Lachem Emacharat HaShabbat, we count from the day after Shabbat, that Shabbat means the Yom Tov of Pesach, the first day Pesach. We start counting home on the day after the first day Pesach. The Tzedokim, they said, no, it says in the Torah, Emacharat HaShabbat, it means Shabbat. So they always used to start counting the Sfirat HaOmer from Sunday. Shabbat, by them, was always on the Sunday. Because they started counting the Sfirat HaOmer, Emacharat HaShabbat. But we have a tradition that Shabbat is not referring to Shabbat Bereshit, it's referring to the Yom Tov of Pesach. So why the Torah wrote Shabbat? Why the Torah write in a way so confusing that can come people the day Ta'ut? Teretz is. That this, the first day Pesach has got the Bechin of Shabbat. Wasn't it in the Shabbat in the Mo'ed? Shabbat is, it's Oruta de Le'ela. Shabbat is Kvir Bekaima. The Kiddush of Shabbat comes without us doing nothing. Every week, comes Shabbat, the Kedusha comes. We don't have to do nothing. Yom Tov, Nekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, we have to make the Yom Tov, we have to make the Rosh Chodesh, Klal Yisrael have to Nekadosh the Chodesh, and then we made it as a Yom Tov. That's it, Oruta de Letzata. It means we have to do something in order to get the Kedusha. That's the chiluk between Shabbat and Yom Tov. So all the Yamim Tovim is like that. Pesach, the Torah calls it Shabbat. It's called the Bechin of Shabbat, that the first day Pesach, it all comes from Shemayim. It is Oruta de Le'ela. Memela, that's why the Torah calls it Shabbat, means it's got the Bechin of Shabbat. The Kedusha comes by itself. We have to know, at Pesach, we are now coming into the Kedusha. The Rebbein Shalom is giving us the Kedusha in that time. It's got the Kedusha like on Shavuot, even higher than on Shavuot. The highest levels of Kedusha that we say Hallel three times, and it's got the Bechin of Shabbat. That is the first day Pesach importance. The Vilna Gaon says in the Haggadah, Man ishtana ha-layla hazeh mikol ha-lilot. Layla is loshen nekeva, hazeh is loshen zochem. It should say, Man ishtana ha-layla hazot. Zot the Gaon, that the layla of Pesach is got the bechin of Yom. It's masculine. It's not like got the bechin of Layla. Layla is hashuch, is dark, is a time of, which is void of Kedusha. Yom is a time when it's time of Chesed, when it's time of Kedusha, when it's time when it's when everything is bright. Man shtana halayla, this night, hazeh, is a zocher, it's like a day. It's got the beginning of a day. Layla ke yom ya'ik hashra ka'ora. The night of Pesach has got more mitzvahs than any other day of the year. And you can only do it in the night of Pesach. If you do it during the day, it's not the same. The Rebbein Shalom wants to ask, it's difficult. Why can't we sit down at the table and all the children are awake in the middle of the day? We have a nice Seder during the day and do all the mitzvahs during the day. Why do you have to do it in the night? Because the Rebbein Shalom wants to show us the Bechina of the night of Pesach has got the Bechina of the day. It's not considered a night. It's not considered like Laila that's missing in the Kedusha. Okay? The Kedusha is tremendous at this time. So that is that Dhamma to the Agadah. When we come, let us say that, when we sit down at the table, we have to know that this is a time of great, great, great levels of Kedusha. The Rosh is given to us, not because we done anything, but every year goes through this in the same way as it came out of the Sinai, because Baruch Hu was Pasach. He passed over, he was medalic them, he brought them up to highest level. So also every year, Chayv Adam Not Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Be'atzmo Yotzei Mitzrayim, that he's also had, going through that experience, is coming to the highest levels of Kedusha, and he feels the Shekhinah together with him at the table. So we start the Haggadah with the Piska Halach Manya. It's interesting because only part of the Haggadah, which is in Aramaic, we say over there, Ma'ama, Kol Dichvin Yetei B'Yechu, Kol Ditzrich Yetei B'Yifsach. Meaning, anyone who's hungry should come and eat. Anyone who needs to can celebrate Pesach with us. It's strange to invite people when your door is closed. If you want to invite them, then invite them in shul. Secondly, it's even stranger that you invite them after you made Kiddush and you drank the first glass. If you're inviting them, invite them before Kiddush. So what's going on over here? I always say the pshat like this. Every Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah to give laniyim, to be mechalek laniyim, to give generously for laniyim. We learn it out from the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Samachta lechagecha, ata uvincha ubitecha, ve'avdecha ba'amatecha, ve'agev ve'ayatom ba'amana, ve'levi ve'agev ve'ayatom ba'amana shetikibecha." There's eight people mentioned over here in the pasuk. Rashi brings down, "Im ata misamech abra sheli, ani misamech abra shelcha." Abra sheli, the four belong to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the four anim which is mentioned in the pasuk. Halevi, agev, ayatom ba'amana. The Levi never had a part in Eretz Yisrael. He was a poor person. He never had land. The Ger was a convert. He had no family. He had no one to help him. He never had part of Eretz Yisrael. The Yatom and the Almanaz, we understand. The orphan that's got no father. The Almanaz got no husband. They are considered the Aniyim. These are the Arba Sheli. The Rebbeinu Shlomo said, these are my four. Arba Shelcha, Ata, you. Bincha, your son. Bitecha, your daughter. Ve'avdech ba'amatech, your servants. Those are your family. Part of your household. Imatzas misamech abba sheli. If you're misamech my four, ani misamech abba shelcha, I will be misamech your four. Meaning, how can a person be misamech, celebrate the simcha chag, the samach lebechagech, and he knows other people in Klal Yisrael, their tables are empty? That's not a simcha. That's called what the Rambam calls it simcha kreso. That's not a true simcha. That's not simcha Hashem. That's simcha for yourself. You close your doors and you misamech yourself. But wherever there's a mitzvah of simcha, you always have a mitzvah to be mechalek for danim, to make sure that the other people are also happy. Purim, there's a mitzvah of simcha, mishle b'simcha. Straight away, Chazal gave also mishloch manot matanot le'evonim. That. The simcha should be a simcha shleima. This applies to every Yom Tov. By the way, whenever a person makes their own simcha, whether it's a wedding, a bar mitzvah, or whether it's whatever it is, he has got a duty also to misamech l'anim, to give more tzedakah to l'anim. Because how can he sit at his table, be misamech, and he knows that other people's tables are empty? Memela, every Yom Tov, we have the mitzvah to be mechalek before the Yom Tov, ma'od lechag. Pesach is even more incumbent. Pesach is written especially aloch el shulchan aruch. Kimcha de pischa, ma'od le pesach, it's written that everyone should give. Because the tzorech echaga merubim, there's more expenses of a Pesach than any other festival. Memela, everyone has to give. Anyone who lives in a town, the lashon of the Ramon Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah is chayav latet letzedakah. Everyone is chayav to give. No one is exempt. So that's whatever you say. Either you have to be a noten or you have to be a mekabel. One of the two you have to be. Memela, the mitzvah of giving before Pesach is very, very important. Chazal therefore put in the nusach of the Haggadah that we say, Kol Dichvin Yetzei B'Yechu. We're inviting people, not because now we're inviting, we can't invite people now. But they put in the nusach of the Haggadah that we shouldn't be liars when they come to say the Haggadah. That we should know, if we're ready given before Pesach, that we can say with a clear heart, Kol Dichvin Yetzei B'Yechu. Whoever was needy, we gave to eat. Called this Sechiyeti B'Yifsa. That is the Hashivut of giving the Tzedakah before Pesach, and that's why Chazal put it already in the Nusach of the Agadah. When we look at the Agadah, it's very, very strange. The beginning is all action. It's action-packed. We start with Agadah, we start with Kiddush, everyone's holding the cup in the hand, we finish the Kiddush, everyone leans to, and then we go into the Urchatz, everyone washes the hands, Karpas, everyone takes the Karpas, makes the Bracha, Yachatz, we break the Matzah, we start Magid, and everyone's lifting up the Matzah, Halach Ma'anya, we pour the second glass of the wine before Manishtana. It's full of action, it's full of excitement. And then, it becomes all boring. Talk. What's going on? What's happening? They don't have anything else. From Manishtana to the second course, he's talking. What's happening? I always explain that God is divided in two parts. The first part of the Agadah, from the beginning, from Kaddish till after Manishtana, that's specifically geared to the small children. The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah on Leil HaSeder, Vigata Levincha, and every child is included in this mitzvah. We say in the Agadah, Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam, Echad Sheino Yedecha. Even the small children. Rambam says, Im Hayah Ben Katan Otipesh, Avim Melamdo Kifi Havanato, his father tells him, Avadim Ha'im Bemitzrayim, Ke'eved Zu, Keshivcha Zu, he points to the Avodim in the house, he says, you know, like these Avodim, that's how we were in Mitzrayim, Ve'otzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from there on this night. That's all, you say one sentence to them. Vim Haya Chacham Ve'gadol, Modi'o, Kol HaNisim, Ve'nifla'ot Sha'asa Imanu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Bemitzrayim Al-Din Moshe Rabbeinu. Then you relate Bar Hava. If a child is a Chacham or a Gadol, someone who can understand, then you speak about all the Nisim Bar Hava. The first part of that Gada is geared for the small children. For the children who cannot speak, they're not interested in the long drushes. They want to know just in the basic. So for the small children, you cannot talk. They just need to know in one line. But what they want to see is some action. They want to see some... make them visualize it. Like the Rambam says, Ke'ebezu, Keshivchazu, you have to show them. So therefore, we start the Agada, we start with the first course, and we lean, and we show them what it means to be B'nai Chorin. We're not like regular people like we are the whole year. We are B'nai Chorin, we sit down, we relax on the couches, and we lean on the cushions. That's how we came out Mitzrayim. We became B'nai Chorin. And then we show the Karpas, and we explain to them the significance of the Karpas. That's the Inyan of the Abdut. We dip in the salt water, which is bitter, something which is bitter. We speak about the Shishim Ribo. They had Avodah Perech, which is Merumis in the word Karpas. The Abdut that was Mitzrayim. And then we go to Yachatz, and we break the matzah. And we say to them, Halach Ma'anya, look, this is how we were so poor that we didn't even have a full matzah, we didn't have a matzah shlema. Because always, people always find it difficult. I mean, why do we have to, at the Seder table, why do we have to break the matzah? Why can't we just, is there not enough broken matzahs in the box? Take out a broken piece and put it inside one, a broken one. But we're doing it to show. We're breaking in front of the children to show them, yeah? I make them understand, to visualize what's going on over here. Halach Mane, see this broken piece? This is what we used to eat in Islam. This is what we had. We were so poor. We didn't have a full slice of bread. And then the children, they ask Manishtana. They ask the questions. What's going on? And the Babanet explains, the questions is that you're showing us that we're slaves. You're showing us we're free people. What were we? Were we slaves or free people? And we answered to them, Abadim Ayinu, we were slaves. Ve'yotzein Hashem Elokeinu Misham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from there and we became free people. So therefore, that's why we're showing both things. Ad kan leiladim haktanim. After that, they can go and play. They can go and play. The rest of the Haggadah is not geared for them. We're not focusing anymore on the small children. The next part of the Haggadah is now focusing on the Hacham, on the children, on the Gedolim, on the Hachamim, the children, the wiser, on the Gedolim, the adults at the table, and the bigger children who can understand. That's why the next Pesuk in the Haggadah says, "Vafilu kulanu Hachamim, kulanu Ribonim, kulanu Yudim Torah Mitzvah Litzapei B'Sav." Echol Amarbe. What we said till now was the basic mitzvah. We became the basic mitzvah to the small children. Chol Amarbe, now through the Chachamim we got extra mitzvah. Chol Amarbe Lesape, to speak Barichut, speak at length, that now we're going to start fulfilling that mitzvah now. So the Haggadah is really divided two parts. The Droshes is not for the children. Don't expect your children, your small children, to remain at the table the whole time during the Haggadah. That's not what they're there for. And don't forget, by the way, when they ask the question, to give them some. As Shulchanov says, you have to be mechalek egozim uklayot, nuts. Nowadays, children don't eat nuts, eat chocolate, so you can give them chocolate. And Mimela, that is the seder of the Haggadah. The beginning is telling us what the mitzvah, describing to us what the mitzvah is. And the actual Haggadah starts, say umat. The Haggadah is four psukim. The four psukim, which is mentioned by the person bringing the Bikurim, starting Arami Oved Avi, Silva Yotzeinu Hashem Lokeinu, Mimitzrayim Miyad Chazakah, Vizunot Yadus, those four Pesukim. Chazal, when they were attacking the Haggadah, they wrote down the minimum that a person should speak about Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And they based it just on four Pesukim and the Drashot on those four Pesukim. If you look at those four Pesukim, it's very interesting. Because in those four Pesukim is encapsulated the whole simple Yitzhak Mitzrayim from the very beginning. Because the first Pasuk, Aram Yodhi Vayed Mitzrayim, talks about how they went down to Mitzrayim. The second Pasuk speaks about the Shibud. The third Pasuk speaks about the Sibah Ligula, which was the Tfilot of Klal Yisrael, Vanitzak El Hashem Elokei Avoteinu. And the fourth Pasuk is talking about the actual redemption of Yotzeinu Hashem Elokei Mitzrayim. So those are the four stages that we had to go through from the very beginning to the Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And that is the Haggadah. When you finish speaking about that, you've finished speaking about Sibur Yitzhak Mitzrayim. But what is the purpose of Sibur Yitzhak Mitzrayim? Is Sibur Yitzhak Mitzrayim to fill in the lack of our knowledge? Because we don't know what happened? That's not the reason why we're speaking about it. We're not speaking over here to tell people things that they don't know. Because it says clearly, Bafilu Quran Hachamim, Kulanu nevonim, kulanu yodim et hatorah, even though we know the whole story. Ma'aseh b'Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, b'Elazar, b'Nazar, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon. They for sure knew the whole story what happened in the same time. So what were they speaking about the whole night? What for? What's the tachlit? The tachlit is to speak about the shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To speak about the miracles which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us and give shevach. That is the tachlit. So we come after the Sippur, then we come to the Hallel. Lefichach chayavim, anach chayavim nodot. Lalev shevach. And we read the first two paragraphs of the Hallel, which are connected with Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Hallel Yahallel Avdei Hashem, because when they were Mitzrayim, they were Avdei Paro. When they came out, they said, as the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, they all sang, Hallel Yahallel Avdei Hashem, we now Avodim Hashem, we're no longer Avodim Bosa Vodom. But say this Yisrael in Mitzrayim, Beit Yaakov Me'am Lo'ez. This is the Shevach, which is connected with Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and that is what has to come out from the Haggadah. And when we said, once we say those two paragraphs of the Hallel, then we say the Bracha Achrona, we say the Bracha, which is at the end of the Haggadah, we've completed the Haggadah. So, just let's repeat, the Haggadah is, the beginning is geared to the small children, then we're speaking for the older children, we speak about the way to fulfill the mitzvah, the actual mitzvah, the Sippur, we speak Barichut with the four verses, which is written over there by Bikurim, and then the Tachlit, which has to come out from that God that is the Odot Lalel, and that's the first. That's what we say at the end of the. At the end, the last thing we do before we drink the second course, and once we drink the second course, we complete the mitzvah of that God. The rest, what we do, the night of Pesach, is no longer mitzvah Sibur Yitzhak Mitzrayim. It's not connected with Sibur Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Then we got the mitzvah. We eat the mitzvah, and then we say Hallel at the end. Hallel at the end is not part of Sibur Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Many hold, even though you should eat afikomen by chatzot, but the halal you can say even after chatzot. It's not connected with Sibbutzim Mitzrayim, that last clause. That's talking about the Geula Atida. We're speaking about the future. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same way as He made Nisim for us when we came on Mitzrayim, He should also make Nisim for us. He made Tzeitchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim El'enu Niflaot. We should all be Zoicha to Mekhaim Nisim Zalayla properly, in the right way, and Be'ez Hashem Alideza, we should be all Zoche. He made Tzeitchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim El'enu Niflaot. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.